You always got to keep your opposite hand up when you box, because when you're looking at one hand, you're going to get smacked with the other. And this is what Kamala Harris's ridiculous looking economic plan looks like to people. It's stupid. Look how stupid this is. And bam, there you go. This person is going to succeed by failing. Her economic plan, everyone says, is a failure. That's the objective. And if you want to understand what they're really after, stay tuned. Stay tuned. We're going to lay it out for you right here in this segment of the Common Sense Show. Thanks for joining us. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Make sure that you are sharing this work because we still need to put millions of feet on the street. But first, I think this is a little education for all of us. I had to step back and say, what the hell does she think she's doing with this economic plan? You've got to be kidding. Anyone, any moron can see this won't work. That's the objective, and we're going to tell you what they're after. Hey, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. This is so appropriate. And listen, there's a reason why the wealthy are all buying gold. And we're saying that, if Kamala gets elected, things are going to be so bad that gold will go to $7,000 an ounce. No, they won't. You won't be able to get gold. The rich are buying it up because they know what's coming. And you will too. You can get in line right now. And by the way, you're going to see in this scenario, banks are going to fail. That's one of the objectives of Kamala Harris's plan. And when they fail, because of Dodd-Frank 2010, they'll keep your retirement, they'll keep your savings, they'll keep everything they can get their hands on. So you need to give them limited access to what you own. Operating capital, the rest out. Into what? Precious metals. Retirement, convert to a Noble Gold IRA. What do you get? You're in control. You own it, and it's backed by gold. You want a failing dollar to back up what you got, or would you rather have something that's lasted 6,000 years? Not hard to figure this out. Now, federal government, because this is so good, makes me give you this warning. There's always a risk in investment. Okay, we agree with that. We agree with giving the warning. But I think the government ought to be saying there's a bigger risk in staying in the banks. And they have, by the way, 0.8% of the money on hand to handle failing bank accounts. You heard me, $128 billion, $30 trillion in bank assets. If the system does a dump, you think you're going to see any money? You are uninsured, people. So gold and silver is where it's at, converting your retirement. I have seen the writing on the wall for a long time. And last week, I closed a deal on something. I didn't put the money in the bank. I called Noble Gold and said, hey, I want to buy some silver coins. They're on their way. Go to your phone and call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Listen, this is part of the story. And this is why a lot of times we pick the advertising we do, not to mention the fact that I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 6.5 years. But I only deal in things that I think our audience is going to benefit from, or is going to need. And this is it, folks. Your economy is on a death watch. Okay. Well, we all know about her wage and price controls, but we don't know the details much. We know that she's offering $25,000 to first-time home buyers. Oh my gosh, that's great. So that means that people that should not be buying a home are going to be buying a home and they're going to fail. And who's going to be there to sweep up the mess? The banks. And what will the banks do? Sell it to BlackRock. This is their goal. BlackRock wants to own everything. Okay, that's just one part of this. This is just the beginning. We're just lifting the curtain up right here. Now, what's the next thing that $25,000 will get you? Besides the fact that people are going to fail, and they should not, these people should, if you can't afford a down payment, you shouldn't buy the house. That's why you have to make a down payment. If you need $25,000 from the government, does your income change? No. Then how are you going to meet the PITI? Exactly. Pity for short. You think that's an accident? Pity on these people that take that money and buy a home. But here's the other thing she's doing. And this is getting no attention, but it's in writing. We're going to put $3 trillion of home equity money in the market. So it's not just the people with 25,000 that shouldn't be buying a home. They're going to fail. Banks are going to fail eventually too. Enough of them fail. You can repossess and resell, but if you do it at a loss often enough, bye bye, and there goes your money. Hence my Noble Gold endorsement. Okay, but the next thing that you need to be aware of is, I mean, this is comical that they're not talking about this. People are going to have these home equity loans, right? So you can go up to $1 million. Okay, 3 trillion available. You go out and you now do what? You buy rental properties. You buy other properties. You buy a bigger home that you can't afford. Now, what's going to happen to the price? It's a self-created bubble, and that bubble will break. And this means commercial and real estate failure. This will collapse the banks. This is exactly what happened in 1929. It was a domino. Stock market, banks, real estate, jobs. Oh, that's right. If enough fail, they're going to have to lay lots of people off. This is 1929 on steroids, people. This is going to be worse than 1929. You would beg for 1929 if she gets into office and does this. There's more. She says we're going to build 3 million low-cost residences. That's nice. Where's the money coming from? And if you're doing this other crap to collapse the economy, what's going to happen to that market? And then you say, well, we're going to do wage and price controls on rent. Oh, that's wonderful. Rent control. It's never worked. Just look at New York City. It's never worked. Now, rent controls. Here's what'll happen. As a older holder of the deed for, let's say, 10 apartments, I can only charge you so much and I can't raise it. But here comes the nickel and dime. You want a fridge? That's an extra 150 a month. You want a dishwasher? That's 200 a month. You get the idea, right? You want your walk shoveled? Okay, it's another $50 a month. Are you getting the idea here, people? We're going to limit how much hot water we let come into your apartment. You want more? You got to pay more. They're going to nickel and dime the hell out of you. So you think that, oh, lower rents. That's a good thing, Dave. Yay for Kamala. Let me vote for economic freedom. And what we're voting for is who she represents. Who does Kamala Harris represent? Let's keep in mind, her father was a Marxist professor. That's not in dispute. It's a fact. I mean, the fruit doesn't fall very far from the tree. And whose Marxism is she representing? It sure as hell isn't the United States of America. It's the United States of America with a K to replace the C. That's right. It's America communism. This is what you're going to be getting. And then what did she say? We can take your patents. See, we haven't addressed this yet on the show. First time here. We take the patents. Okay, so I'm the owner of the XYZ Corporation, and I developed a patent on widgets. It took 7 years to develop that patent to work out approved. And she said this when she was a senator. And we'll take those patents. We'll just take over. We won't let businesses make all this money on it. What? How is that business going to stay in business? Are you kidding me? And she said this on C-SPAN. She said, can we do that? Yeah, we could do that. She looked drunk when she was saying this, by the way, and I'm not saying this for embellishment. It's true. She said, yes, we can do it. Do we have the will to do it? Yes, we have the will to do it. Pretty close to a quote. I just left out the beer burps and so forth, but this is what she was saying, that she basically is going to take over businesses by occupying their patents. Okay, that's the communist takeover, people. It's the first real step towards the elimination of private property. Now, in another presentation I'm going to do, and I'm still working on it, I may give you an introduction sooner rather than later, but it's a complicated issue. And when you're a teacher, and effectively, so I'm in the teaching business here, when you're a teacher, it's your job to take the complicated and make it understandable. And I'm still in the process of doing this because the C40 cities that this ultimately leads to, yeah, it's not pretty, folks. It's not pretty. It's going to take everything from you. There's another method they're going to be doing aside from Kamala's plan. Okay, and I'll come back to that in a second. And that is to eliminate home ownership. She's effectively going to do that by creating the bubble, then boom, bubble goes bust. You have the dominoes fall, you lose your job, you can't afford your mortgage. And then BlackRock buys from the bank, but the banks will fail because they can't take on too many repossessions. Repossession is good for a bank to a point, but there's that tipping point you reach where you're taking on too much and you're actually acquiring a negative asset. So the other thing that's coming, though, are modifications for your home, and it's coming into California now. And I know this is a beta test for the country. Okay, now back to what Kamala's doing. She knows, her people know, this is the destruction of America. This is the economic destruction of America. And if you know anything about 1929, you're already on board with that conclusion. Now, me having said that, why would she purposely get elected to purposely destroy her own country? Because she doesn't represent the people of America. And I know some of you think, oh, Dave, tell me something I don't know. Okay. Maybe you know this, maybe you don't. First of all, Kamala Harris is not a natural born citizen. Oh, she's a citizen, unlike Obama, but she's a citizen, but not a natural born. She's not even eligible to run for office. Born out of the country. Right? And her parents are foreign nationals that became citizens. She ain't a natural born citizen. She's not eligible. But anyway, that aside, it's a moot point. We don't even follow the rules anymore. So I guess it's kind of stupid to even bring it up. But she represents the people from the United Nations. She's endorsed the Sustainable Developmental Goals. She endorses the programs coming out of the World Economic Forum. She's in favor of the World Health Organization Pandemic Treaty. By the way, speaking of that, she's going to forgive all medical debt too. What do you think that'll do to the price and the cost of medicine when these medical insurers absorb all these losses? They're going to go out of business like crazy. It'll be everyone Medicare for all with no competition. That's the purpose there. And what do you think that cost will be? Especially when they're paying for 50, maybe someday 100, 200 million illegal aliens. Just supply and demand should answer the question for you. You see, her plan looks stupid on the surface, but it's brilliantly conceived to destroy America, collapse America, infiltrate America with other cultures, other backgrounds, other languages, dilute the culture, dilute the language, dilute our history. Keep tearing down the statues and you destroy America. And now you have the New World Order. Because you can't have a New World Order if you have an America with 400 million guns, free speech, right to bear arms, government can't search and seize unreasonably, you're entitled to due process, speedy trial, trial by jury, separation of powers. You can't have one standout because then everybody will want to come here to escape the New World Order. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, this planned failure for economic program is intentional. Now, she may be so intoxicated she doesn't realize that they hand her a script, read this, this is what you're doing. Okay, give me the beer. Okay, but the intent is to destroy what you have. This is why I'm telling you right now, while you still can, gold, silver, palladium, platinum, get yourself out of the bank as much as you can. This is Dave Hodges. I care about the future of our country, but protect your family first.